Hi, I'm so pleased you found the time to listen to this deep breathing audio. Obviously, you can breathe, but being able to breathe well, deeply, is a really helpful skill you can use to reduce pain and help repair. But to ensure you get the most out of any time you spend deep breathing, it's helpful to spend a little bit of time getting the basics right. So here, I'm going to talk to you through the what, why, when, where, and particularly the how of deep breathing. So regardless of whether you are deep breathing on your own or following an audio guide or meditation, you can be confident you're doing the basics right. So as we go along, please stop and start this audio whenever you need to. Have a go and think about what works best for you. It's important to know that if at any point you feel dizzy or spaced out whilst breathing, aim to breathe more gently and slowly, or if necessary, just stop for a while. So what is deep breathing? Deep breathing is where, at first, we become aware of our breathing and then aim to breathe in a gentle, steady, controlled way using more of our lungs. As we relax or get better at doing this, we can just more readily trust ourselves to breathe this way. Why should we do deep breathing? Well, deep breathing helps us to rest and sleep, both crucial to repair and restore our bodies. It increases the amount of oxygen that we get in to fuel repair and to rebuild, and to get rid of the waste gases. It also puts the brake on the fight and flight nervous system that otherwise keeps your body sensitive and on high alert to any changes within your body tissues. In the case of chronic pain, this is a faulty alarm system that goes off even when there's no damage to the body. How long should I do deep breathing for? 5 minutes every day is a good start. And in time, you might want to increase it. But the most important thing is to be realistic. 5 minutes is great, but if you can only commit 1 or 2 minutes a day, then that's better than not doing it. So think, how much time can you give every day? When to do deep breathing. Like any skill, regular practice helps learning. And even once you become good at it, you should aim to continue to maintain it. So please get into the habit of deep breathing regularly to help you become more relaxed and crucially to reduce pain and to stop the faulty alarm. So preferably find a time, the same time every day, when you can fit it into your routine. Preferably at a time that you won't be distracted. For example, first thing in the morning, when you get home from work, last thing at night before you go to bed. Think, when works best for you? If you can't do the same time every day, that's not a problem, but make sure you prioritise it as you schedule your day. Once you're good at deep breathing, it gives you another benefit. You can use a few deep breaths anywhere and at any time to help you regain calm. And definitely please use it when you notice pain, as this can be used to stop pain in its tracks. This could be when you're at your desk, when exercising, emptying the dishwasher, whenever you might need it. Where to deep breathe? Generally, when you're learning to deep breathe, and then when you're using it within your daily routine, it's best to be in a calm place where you can sit or lay down comfortably. You might even want to loosen your clothing. So where would be a good place for you? how to deep breathe. When learning to deep breathe, I think it best to keep it simple. Otherwise, how can you relax and get better? So now I'm going to guide you through the how, through my four simple steps. As I go through, if you can, please be in a calm place. Put down whatever device you're listening to this on, and please sit as comfortably as you can. If you need to, please turn the audio off, go to that place, and then turn the audio back on again. Now that you are comfortable, you may also want to close your eyes. As you try out each step, think about what I'm asking you to do and have a go at doing it. So step one is how much of your lungs are you using to breathe? The more of our lungs we use, the better. Remember, this is because the more we use our lungs, the more oxygen we give to the body to calm and repair, and the more we can remove the bits that our body wants to get rid of. So to answer this, please place one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Now, slowly and gently, breathe in and out a few times. Notice which rises the most as you breathe in, your chest or your stomach. If your stomach was rising the most, that's great news. Keep doing it. This means that as you breathe, the diaphragm, the muscle at the bottom of your lungs, is moving down into your stomach area. By doing this, it creates the room and the pressure for the air to come into your lungs and then to be pushed out. But please, every time you start your deep breathing, please check that you are in fact stomach breathing. A day of stress or pain can easily change it. If your chest is rising the most, don't worry. This is typical when we have pain or worries. But chest breathing means that you're not using all of your lung space. So instead, let's see if you can make your stomach go out when you breathe in. It might feel awkward at first, but please practice. Just continue to breathe in and out, slowly and gently. But maybe when you breathe in, think of your stomach gently moving your hand up. Or maybe imagine you're filling a balloon in your stomach. Sometimes people find it more comfortable and effective to put their hand on the side of their stomach. So maybe try spreading your fingers out a little bit, then placing them on the side of your stomach so that your index, your second finger, is just to the side of your belly button, with your wrists coming down towards your sides. Then gently rest the other fingers down. It's as if you're cradling the side of your stomach. You might be more comfortable just using one hand instead of two. Up to you. If you'd like to practice this for a bit, please just stop the audio now and see if you can get your stomach rising more when you breathe in and falling as you breathe out. Step three. Breathing is not about taking in big gulps of air, but about bringing air into and out of your lungs gently, smoothly, and steadily. By this, I mean aiming to bring the same amount of the air into the lungs throughout the whole breath in, and particularly the same amount of air out of your lungs as you breathe out. So we're not breathing in a lot of air at the beginning and then eking in the remainder, but gently, smoothly, and steadily breathing air in, and gentle, smooth, steady out. I'll let you breathe for 30 seconds or so to see if you can get the hang of it. Just gentle, smooth, steady in, then gentle, smooth, and steady out. If you need longer at the end, please stop the audio and continue. Step 3. So now your breathing should be more gentle, smooth, and steady, preferably with your stomach rising and falling more than your chest. Now notice, are you breathing with your nose or your mouth? Either is fine, but generally people find it better for relaxing if they breathe in through their nose and out through their mouth. If you weren't doing this, give it a try. In through the nose and then out through the mouth. How does it feel? If this really doesn't work for you, then no worries, but please give it a go. Again, if you need to, please turn off the audio now and continue to give it a try. Step 4. Finally, when breathing gently, smoothly, and steadily, using your stomach and preferably breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, when all this is comfortable, we need to see if you can breathe in and out just a little bit more slowly. So every breath, if you can, just that little bit more slowly in, and then especially a little bit more slowly on the out breath. I'll leave you to give it a go for a few breaths. You might find this quite easy and also very relaxing. If so, please just keep doing it as you are. However, some people find it helpful to slowly count. So counting in, 1, 2, 3, 4, to whatever number feels right for them, and then out, 1, 2, 3, 4. By doing this, you can use the numbers to see if you are going more and more slowly each time. Give that a go now, just counting in slowly and out slowly. As I said, it doesn't matter what number you get to, just count at what feels right and at a slow, relaxed pace. Alternatively, you might prefer to say a word that feels right for you. Again, you can use words on the in-breath or the out-breath. People often find saying a word on the out-breath particularly helpful. So, for example, you might breathe in saying calm and breathe out saying relax. Whatever word works for you, relax, calm, slow, peaceful, it's okay, whatever helps. Think about what words might be useful for you right now and give it a go. If you would like to carry on breathing like this for a while, that's great. Please stop the audio and enjoy. Otherwise, well done. I hope that going through all the whys, whats, hows and wheres and everything and the four-step process has helped you. Now you've got the basics, as I said, please preferably do some deep breathing every day. So commit to a time, find yourself a calm, comfortable place, then either set a timer and start doing your deep breathing on your own, or alternatively, listen to a guided practice. This will really help you. So enjoy.